This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hardened his rejection of Hamas's demands for an end to the Gaza war in exchange for the freeing of hostages, saying on Sunday that would keep the Palestinian Islamist group in power and pose a threat to Israel. Netanyahu said Israel was willing to pause fighting in Gaza in order to secure the release of hostages still being held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In Cairo, Hamas leaders held the second day of truce talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators with no apparent progress, reported as the group maintained its demand any agreement must end the war in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. The head of the World Food Program says the people of Gaza are starving to death, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Cindy McCain said,
"There is famine, full-blown famine in the north, and it's moving its way south."
Her comments come as Israel announced it closed a key humanitarian aid crossing on Sunday after its military claimed it had been fired at along the route. McCain stressed the need to address the issue of famine straight away.
"We can't let this happen."
As ceasefire talks in Cairo have ended, Israel has vowed to carry out a planned ground offensive in Rafah, where over a million Palestinians are seeking shelter from the daily Israeli military strikes on the enclave. I'm Karen Chamas.
Students protesting the ongoing war in Gaza have left a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Southern California after they were surrounded by police and told they might face arrest if they didn't go. The move days before commencement came after the university said campus safety officers, assisted by the Los Angeles Police Department, were clearing the area. This is VOA News. It's 6 months until Election Day in the U.S., and the presidential race is tight, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After a weekend meeting of Republican donors in Florida, Republican Senator Tim Scott was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if he's been approached to be a running mate with Donald Trump.
"No conversations about the VP pick, to be honest with you, to be clear."
The economy, he says, is the key issue. So is immigration and abortion, which Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly says will be a key factor in his state. He blames Donald Trump for women's rights being rolled back.
"This is all on him. That women in the state of Arizona don't have the rights that they previously had."
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in the U.S. Capitol say a driver has died after a vehicle crashed into an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex. Washington, D.C. police say the incident late Saturday night is being investigated as a traffic crash. President Joe Biden was spending the weekend in the nearby state of Delaware, and the Secret Service says there was no threat to the White House. The Secret Service says the driver was found dead in the vehicle following the crash shortly before 10:30 p.m. Police say the vehicle in the matter is being investigated as a traffic crash. Australian police said on Sunday they had shot dead a 16-year-old boy after he stabbed a man in Western Australia's capital, Perth. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Police said the attack had hallmarks of terrorism, but was yet to be declared a terrorist act. State authorities said they had received calls from concerned members of the local Muslim community before the attack. The victim, stabbed in the back, was stable in hospital, authorities said. The incident comes after New South Wales police last month charged several boys with terrorism-related offences in investigations, following the stabbing of an Assyrian Christian bishop while he was giving a live-streamed sermon in Sydney on April 15. The attack on the bishop came only days after a stabbing spree killed six in the Sydney beachside suburb of Bondi.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Panamanians are voting in an election that's been consumed by unfolding drama surrounding the country's former president. Even though he's not on the ballot, voters in the Central American nation are weighing promises of economic prosperity and a migratory crackdown against a corruption scandal. The presidential race remained in uncertain waters until Friday morning when Panama's Supreme Court ruled leading presidential contender Jose Raul Moreno should be permitted to run. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.